Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
That's nice to have a good news story to start off in the papers. The Irish Times: cancer survival rates improve substantially. The chances of surviving cancer have improved substantially over the past 20 years. And this is in Ireland, according to data being published today. It's a report from the National Cancer Registry Ireland. A lot of stats involved in this report, looking at the last 20 years. And the report shows that survival rates are up to 30% higher than in the 1990s. And it's all because of earlier diagnoses and improved treatments. And on average, 46,818 cancers were diagnosed each year during the period 2021 to 2023. The most common cancer among men in the most recent three-year period examined was prostate cancer there. So a lot of stats, a lot of data, and it's all on the front of the Irish Times. Also, you heard Sean Defoe there talking about this big meeting in Wicklow of EU defence ministers. The Irish Times tells us that a British warship and a helicopter designed to hunt submarines have been deployed to Wicklow as part of a security operation surrounding the meeting of EU defence ministers. The Royal Navy ship was requested by Irish authorities, because we don't have a lot of boats ourselves. The ship was deployed to provide air defence during the event. And there are a lot of big names in Wicklow today, so that's why they're ramping up security. The Irish Examiner tells us that we could have a new driving test to reflect the new road network, according to Minister Sean Canny. And the driving test should be changed to include an assessment of a person's competency on motorways, and simulators could potentially be used to ensure driving on such stretches is up to scratch. So, of course, right now, if you're a learner driver, you're not allowed on the motorway. But a lot of people spend a lot of time on the motorway. So the minister is saying we should have a way of testing people's competency when they're on the motorway. So it'd be interesting to see what this new test involves. I'm driving about 20 years. I've never once reversed around a corner. But still, I think I failed my driving test the first time because I ended up a bit on the curb reversing around the corner. But these are some of the things maybe that aren't needed in the driving test. Also, so many cars now are automatic or don't have a handbrake anymore. So do you need the hill start and all that stuff? Also, the Irish Independent: 1 million on waiting lists as health spending is reined in. Hospital waiting lists are expected to pass 1 million this winter as staff shortages, recruitment embargoes, population growth and abolishing insourcing drive record delays. So lists have already grown by 48,000 in 4 months. So basically we're heading for 1 million people on the hospital waiting list. The Irish Daily Mail: an energy bailout for the construction sector is going to become operational in a couple of weeks' time. This is after a row over the summer, apparently between three government departments, over who wants to have responsibility for it. So the bailout of energy, it's like a fuel support for the construction sector, is now imminent. But we spent all summer, apparently, between various departments, agriculture, housing and enterprise, having a bit of a tiff over who would administer and be in charge of it. The Irish Daily Star goes with the pubs on the front page. Draft dodgers: 1,000 pubs will close in the next decade as Ireland's nightlife faces being decimated due to changing habits and soaring costs. We've 100 pubs annually closing since 2005. So that is an awful lot of pubs, particularly in rural Ireland, closing there. And that is 2,200 pubs disappearing over the last 20 or so years. Barmageddon is how the Star call it. The Irish Sun: Prem's crypto frozen. The National Crime Agency in the UK has frozen €11 million worth of Premier League cash as it investigates alleged criminality involving a crypto partner. Don't really understand that story, but it is the front of the Sun if you're interested. And the Irish Daily Mirror also goes with the sporting story on the front page. Katie fight will be the greatest night. Now, it's from, those comments are from a boxing promoter, so it is his job to promote it. So that's why Eddie Hearn is saying that it will be the greatest fight ever. So Eddie Hearn believes that Katie Taylor's fight in Croke Park on Saturday will be one of the greatest nights in the history of boxing. Hearn says, "I don't think everybody realises what's about to happen. This will be one of the great, great nights. Inside the papers, we've new storm names because we are September 1st. And the new names include Austin, Bolo and Chloe. They're the first named storms of this winter. More than 40,000 people got in touch with their own name suggestions. And these storms are named by Met Aaron, the UK Met Office and the Dutch National Weather Forecasting Service. I'll run you through some of them. The Irish names chosen are Austin, A-U-S-T-E-N. Also, we have Evelyn, we've Heather, we've Killian, Leisha, Miriam and Phelim. They are the Irish names on the list. The other names are Bolo, or, this is a Netherlands, a Dutch name. I think it's Bulu. Bulo, I'm not sure. But anyway, we're going to have to get used to that because that'll be the second storm of the season because it begins with B. Also, we've Dano, D-A-N-O. We have Gwendolyn, Jade, Olaf, Nicola, Ruben, Sean, Theo, Vesna and Vende. So there are some of the names we're going to have to get used to with the storms. We'll have more on that very shortly here on News Talk as well. Other stories, we were talking there about driving in the papers. Millions of motorists are being warned to stop wearing their flip-flops when they're driving. This is in the Star. Road safety experts say the footwear could potentially stop drivers braking properly in an emergency. And expert Nicholas Lies says the fact flip-flops can slow down your ability to move your foot from one pedal to the next means there could be a delay in reacting, making it harder to brake firmly. And there is research out showing 35% of motorists drove in flip-flops during June and 27% admitted that their choice of footwear had caused them some degree of difficulty, excuse me, according to that research from the AA. Also, how do you know you have your life in order? Well, this is the Mail. If you know what bin day is, then apparently your life is in order. Also, if you make your bed every day, if you've no empty food wrappers, these are all signs that your life is in order. Also, other markers that you've everything in hand include recycling everything, having your kitchen cupboards in order, drinking 2 litres of water a day, and knowing how much energy your home uses every month. That means your life is in order. It also means you're quite a boring person as well. But you're boring, but your life is together. Final story comes from the Times of London, Wordle. Now, if you don't play Wordle, this won't interest you. And I'm not going to try and explain the game. But there's a new Wordle, which is called Don't Wordle. And it's rising in popularity. And basically what they've discovered is it's actually very, very, very hard not to guess the five letter word in six goes. So most people seem to get Wordle within the six goes. So now the new game is called Don't Wordle. And the rules are kind of the same as Wordle. You get an unknown word. You make your guesses. But the big difference is the game insists you play each word constrained by the one before. So if your second guess reveals that the word has H as its second letter, T somewhere else, and doesn't contain SAF, your third guess has to use that information. This sounds like it's for very, very intelligent people. But the main point is, Don't Wordle says that it's very hard not to guess the five-letter word in six goes. Anyway, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.